For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. State Auditor Tom Schweik issued a critical report against a popular incentive that restores older buildings. Schweik's audit released today says Missouri's historic tax credit is expensive and lacks sufficient oversight. He also says the credit is inefficient, as the credit often gets only 49 cents on the dollar when it's sold. Schweik says the legislature could constrict how many credits can be issued each year, and he adds the Department of Economic Development should exercise more oversight with the program.
We think if you're going to have an entitlement program like this, where by simply filling out the paperwork and making the claim you're entitled to the program, you get the credit, somebody ought to go there and make sure you did the work.
Efforts to limit the credit have run into opposition. Proponents have noted that it's greatly helped revitalize cities' downtown districts. A new research program at St. Louis University's Law School will analyze administration of the death penalty in Missouri over the past 25 years. Law students, professors, and researchers with the Missouri Capital Sentencing Research Program will review the 72 executions carried out by the state since 1989, as well as the death sentences handed down to 42 additional inmates. That includes Jeffrey Ferguson, who is scheduled to die by lethal injection at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday for raping and killing a 17-year-old girl in 1989. Missouri lawmakers are hearing pleas from low-income workers, business leaders, and pastors to expand Medicaid coverage. Witnesses testifying today before a House committee want lawmakers to expand Medicaid eligibility to adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's nearly $33,000 for a family of four. States that do so can receive billions of additional federal dollars under President Barack Obama's health care law. Several people told lawmakers they are living in poverty yet don't qualify for Missouri's current Medicaid program. As a result, they said they can't get the care they need for lingering health problems. Pastors said Medicaid expansion is a moral imperative. Business leaders said it could help the economy. But Missouri's Republican-led legislature has so far rejected Medicaid expansion, citing concerns about future costs. A Missouri Senate panel has endorsed legislation that seeks to recoup money from a settlement with tobacco companies. Under the settlement, Missouri expected to get $130 million this year, but it will likely get less than half of that because of an arbitrator's ruling that state officials failed to diligently enforce the settlement a decade ago. Supporters of the bill, endorsed by the Senate Appropriations Committee today with a 7-3 vote, say it would help Missouri negotiate a smaller loss of settlement funding. Opponents argued the measure isn't necessary and would hurt smaller tobacco manufacturers. The bill would essentially force a price increase on some cheaper cigarettes that compete with the brands made by big tobacco companies. It's sponsored by Republican Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer of Columbia. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.